So let's learn Ari Zotera inside. It's been a long time to learn Ari Zotera, to go through the Perek, and then we'll talk more, Mr. Shem. Talk more about techno.
Techno?
There's techno over here. Siv Beis. Siv Beis. That's page Ayin Dal in Ari Zotera. It's just to try to understand what the topic is saying. Uzahav ha'aretz ha'hi toiv. Ein Torah k'Torah Eretz Yisrael. The Chazal say, on this pasuk, uzahav ha'aretz ha'hi toiv. The gold of the land is very, very good. Chazal understood that this is alluding to Teres Eretz Yisrael, that Ein Torah k'Teres Eretz Yisrael. The Teres Eretz Yisrael is different. Ein Torah k'Teres Eretz Yisrael. B'chol dar, hayinim tzrichim l'chabev harbe Teres Eretz Yisrael. In every generation, throughout all of the years, we must always have a special love and appreciation for the Teres Eretz Yisrael. But we need this more in our generation. But more so in our generation. Why? What's different about our generation? Everything is different about our generation. It's a generation of Nevila, like Nevila, it's a generation of death and rebirth. It's a generation of death and rebirth. Then Hazman Shil Ha'afela V'Ha'ayra. We're at a time of darkness and of light. Yeyush V'Agvura, despair and strength and hope. B'Shvilo Onut Svichim Samchayim, for such a generation, for a generation that's being pulled in these two directions of death and life, of darkness and light, of despair and of strength and of hope, we need a samchaim. We need an antidote, a drug that gives life. And it's sichem samchaim, dav kimiteres Eretz Yisrael. And the samchaim, Rav Kook says, of course, all of Torah is a samchaim. It gives life. It's all of Torah. But our generation, of course, says, can't be revived by the Torah of Chutz La'aretz. It's longing for something more. Dafka mi'Teres Eretz Yisrael. And all of that means that we've been learning about and that talking about, and we're going to learn more, of course. Ana tzichim laharis lo es ha'emes v'abihirus sheyesh ba'otzareinu eloki. It's even more true now than it was when Rav Kook wrote this. We must show this generation as a emes v'abihirus, the truth and the clarity, the behirus, the beauty also, sheyesh ba'otzareinu ha'eloki, that's in our godly treasure. Bidei ha'yisera v'hegin ha'yisera shal teres emes. And all of the thoughts and all of the ideas of teres emes are the terror of truth. That's a yofa v'hanizgav. We must show this generation all the beauty and all the exaltedness. Hanoam v'ahod, the pleasantness and the splendor. Sheyesh b'mitzvaseha ha'maisis, that are in the practical mitzvahs of Jewish life, of Yiddishkeit, of Shulchan Aruch. We must show this to the generation. U'b'teir halichas ha'chaim kulon, sha'altia u'b'soicha. Kam hi teres emes v'teres chaim gam yachad. And we must, in all of the halichas ha'chaim, in all of the halachas of life, and all of the practical day-to-day halachas, of living the life of a Jew. Shalpio, the way that we live and conduct ourselves, we must show this generation Kamehi Teres Emes, the Teres Chaim Gam Yachad. They have to see that it's not only a Teres Emes, but it's a Teres Chaim. They can't see, we can't allow the generation to see halachas as separate demand pieces of Torah that are just demands by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Chachamim of how we should live. The generation must see that halacha is not just a Torah's emes, that we believe that it's true, but it's a Torah's chaim. It's a living and breathing Torah. It's the life of a Jew. It's the life of a Jew. Kami Torah's emes, a Torah's chaim gam yachad. Torah's emes, a Torah's chaim. How many of us can say that we were raised in such a way? How many of the kids now can say that when they're learning in yeshivas, that they even if they believe it's a Teres Emes, but then it's a Teres Chaim, that it's a Teres Chaim that gives life, and it is life. Lezet Tzricha Menachno Lit'oim Ulahatim Taimer Shal Terer Me'omka V'Yesayda. In order to bring this about, in order to show the new generation, this generation, is a Teres Emes and a Teres Chaim. There's a lot of schools that are called by these names. You have car services also that are named like this. They're beautiful names. If you look up, I'm sure, in the Brooklyn, Five Towns, Queens, whatever, and there's a Shul Teres Chaim, and they're all wonderful yeshivas. It's easy to name the yeshiva, but to live that the yeshiva should be. Kami Teres Emes, Teres Chaim, Gam Yachad. That how many of the kids feel that even if they accept Mishas Adchak and Bideev and Bal Karchem, they accept that there's truth to this, even though they don't know why. Because mostly it hasn't been explained to them. Even if they would accept this, that it's a Teres Chaim, that you could say to a kid, why do you want to go out Moshe Shabbos on the street and hang out with over there in that place with that chaver when you could be sitting and learning about Gemara? Look, they get any out of your mind. I mean, there are some that are like that, but for the most part, they see the street as being a place of chayus. Chias among the chayus. There's chias on the street. There's life on the street. It's bubbling. It's exciting. It's exciting. There was a firm person that I was talking to a week or two ago, and he lives in Manhattan, not on the west side where there's a kibbutz of Jews, but he lives like more like near Midtown. He was telling me he goes to Davins, to Minyan, and so it's like, why do you want to live? It's a single guy. That's not a family. So why are you living over there, like near Broadway or something? So he said to me that last, and he said, it's alive. That's life. That's alive. The lights and the shows and the theater and the movement and the excitement, and it's alive. And that they can't keep their hands off of the things because it's alive, a machine. It's alive. They feel that they're alive when they hold it. They feel they're alive when they're looking at it. When they look inside the sefer, even if they're moided that it's a Teres Emes, but Teres Chaim, Teres Emes, Teres Chaim, Gam Yachad, together, it goes back to what we're learning at the beginning, and all we've been talking about, Shavuos nights, and these last couple of years, all the Limud that we've been learning about, is the Prat and the Klal. This past week in Yeshiva, we're learning a piece from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap from the Chuk's Talmud. It's good I get a chance to listen to that piece. We're in the middle of Parak Tes in the Mimai Hashua, a piece from Moshe Chalav, Nevuah and Chachma, Prat and Klal and Prat. The kids feel that they're a million pratim. They're just a million pratim, a million details. They don't feel that. They don't feel the chiz. So lezet tzricha on a lip time first we have to taste ourselves. Rav Kook says, "Lazeh sichem anachnu litom." We have to first taste ourselves. Taste us. We have to first taste it ourselves. You can't give it to the kids if you don't know what it tastes like itself. This is a big, big problem. That if the teachers, if the leaders are not themselves tasting it, then how can they give to others to taste? They don't have it themselves. What are they going to give to others to taste? Therefore we have to ourselves taste and to give the time shall to the taste of Torah, may umka v'yisayde, from all the depths of Torah and the foundation of Torah. And this is impossible to feel. La'asigu la'argish, to grasp and to feel, ki imberes yisrael, only knows yisrael. Kimberes yourself, and if someone's in chutz laretz, then teres eretz yisrael. But it's an eretz yisrael dekatam. As halach l'fnei Hashem ba'atz asachaim, eretz asachaim. Most people, when they hear the words eretz asachaim, they think of a cemetery, right? Some Jews call a cemetery beis asachaim. There's a good reason for that. Also, we believe in chiyus hameisim, so we call it beis asachaim. The simple pshat na'atz zechayim is eretz yisrael. The simple pshat na'atz zechayim. This is a simple pshat. Not that they should carry somebody there in an aron, or for the chavak kedusha meeting you at the airport. It's a sad way to go. It's halach lefnei Hashem ba'atz zechayim. It's a soul. It's teres chayim. The teres alive. There's a lot to talk about, but let's try to cover some ground. Gimel. Kol mashu hu shogur biyachas shel teres chutz laretz b'muvan prati oilu be'erach teres eretz yisrael b'muvan klali. That's exactly what we're talking about. Everything that we see in teres chutz laretz, we understand umuvan prati, in a particular individual matter, when that same inyan is nageya, or when the same inyan is teres eretz yisrael, and it's taking place in eretz yisrael, or ilu berach teres eretz yisrael umuvan klali. All the pratim of teres chutz laretz ascend to a level of klolim in Eretz Yisrael, in Teres Eretz Yisrael. Teres Chutz Laretz Osekes B'Tikun HaNefesh HaPratis. The Teres Chutz Laretz is occupied with bringing a tikun to the Nefesh HaPratis, to the individual Jew, to the person who's going through his own particular inyonim, and he needs his own particular tikun. That's Teres Chutz Laretz. B'da'agosa, l'chamayusa, v'rachniusa, and the Torah of Chutz Laretz is concerned, is worried about the physical state of the Jew, of the individual Jew, and the ruchnius of the individual Jew. L'zikucha, the purification, the refinement of the nefesh hapratis. V'isalusa, b'chayisha, v'chayolam, and the aliyah, again, of the nefesh hapratis. B'chayisha, spiritual matters, in physical matters, b'chayi olam, and in spiritual matters. But it's all about the nefesh ha'pratis. Teres chutz laretz is always focused on nefesh ha'pratis. That doesn't mean you don't see an occasional word like, you don't see words like am yisrael and klai yisrael. They're words. But the inyan of teres chutz laretz is the subject of teres chutz laretz is the tikkun of the prat, the gashmius and the ruchnius of the prat. Ale rak b'tor nefesh pratis. Lo kein teres eretz yisrael. That's not how it is. The teres eretz yisrael. He doeges tomid ban haklal. The same way that in the derech halimut, Teres Eretz Yisrael is all about putting the pratim together, into arranging the pratim, into seeing the bigger picture, as we've been talking about a lot, and seeing the klal. That's the need of Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to Rabbi Yishmael, right? We're talking about the shuls, those who are here. It's to see the whole inyan, and instead of being completely focused on the pratim of the sugya of the Gemara or the pratim of the halachas or the pratim of life itself, but to see the bigger picture together with the pratim. But the pratim, the details as they join together to form a picture of something much bigger. That's how it is so. He do'eges tamid ba'araklal. And Teres HaYisrael is always worried about the klal, the entire Jewish nation, the Jewish people. Ba'araklal. On the simplest level, we understand. There was here a typical 16, 17-year-old bachur over here. His main concern on a Matzah Shabbos might be whether the crust of one piece of shop is thicker or thinner than the other piece of shop. Vachon HaYisrael has to worry about whether he has to report back to the army, to Miluim, or to the army, not just to Miluim, he has to go to the army. There are different concerns. In Chutz Laaretz, one has the luxury of thinking of himself. In Eretz Yisrael, one doesn't have the luxury of thinking of oneself. And if you do, then it's pathetic. A lot of the reason why there's so much fire in itself, so much fighting, and so much screaming, and so much machlokes is because everything is a klal Yisrael bigger thing. In Eretz Yisrael, if there's a question about the pizza, then it becomes a national issue, and they discuss it in the Knesset. They'll fight about it in the Knesset. Nothing is personal, nothing is private. Everything is big. And that's just so. Everything is big. Everything is important. Everything is nagia to klal Yisrael. There's no such thing as anything that's small. It's a small place in this physical world, but everything there is big. And everything is about klal Yisrael, about Am Yisrael. That's why here, if somebody does something that another Jew doesn't agree with, so the feeling is, no, that's his opinion. So people here, even though Jews are contentious, but when you see somebody that's doing something that's not your way, so you say, no, that's his opinion, this is my opinion, and you don't get all worked up about it. In Israel, it's not like that. Anything that one person does, the whole oilm there is, gets fights about. Everybody gets all upset about it. We're all happy about it. But there's no such thing as just to say, look, this is my business, what do you care? You can't say that. Mazach patlacha over there. Mazach patlacha are just words to egg the guy on. That's just to make it more exciting. Mazach patlacha. Mazach patli? Mazach patli? That's just a... I said that I was likely to be a few weeks ago with my wife and I was after the next song. You know, you walk on the streets and you see the Yidden there, that the same people that I've seen for the past 40, 45 years, so now they're already wrinkled and gray, but the same two people are having the same fight in the same makolet. You know, you walk by and they just are bent over and gray, but they're still yelling at each other and screaming, and everything is about this is going to destroy the Jewish people. You mean if I buy this banana as opposed to that, and that's the end of Am Yisrael. And who starts? You're on your own. That's the silliest and smallest way that you get. But I'm just saying that even on the in the simplest way, you see that it's a soul. Everything it's a soul is klal Yisrael. Everything there is about klal Yisrael. It's a soul is all the sugyas of malchus and of Sanhedrin. Kodshim in the deepest way. These are all Eretz Yisrael Dikei Inyanim, Klal Yisrael Dikei Inyanim, Klal Yisrael, big Inyanim, big Inyanim. He do'eges tamid bar kaklal, bar klalus nishmas umakula. Teres Eretz Yisrael is worried always about the neshama of Am Yisrael. About Nishmas Am Yisrael. That's why over these past years I'm trying so hard that we should learn this inyan to connect in that way. And then we'll talk about Eretz Yisrael and Hashem himself. Nishmas ha'uma kula, the soul of the nation. If you pull aside a typical from person, a yeshiva person, a ben Torah, and you say, what do you think about nishmas ha'uma kula? So first the type shot, neshama means soul. Right. Uma gets a little bit shaky. Uma, first they'll say maybe country, say no. Nation, good. Nishmas ha'uma kula, the soul of the entire nation. Means nothing to a chutzlar's degree. Means nothing. What does it mean? Nishmas ha'uma kula, the soul of Am Yisrael. Nishmas ha'uma kula. Doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. If he knows how to make the proper brach achrona, if he knows how to make a proper brach achrona on hanei kichel, so then he's doing well. I'm not saying it's not important. You have to say the proper brach achrona. But if you talk about the nishmas ha'umakume, you say, does that mean like a whole bakery? The whole bakery section in the grocery? Is that what it means? Nishmas ha'umakula? It's not musig of malchus, of nevuah, of esamikdish, of malchus. The Chofetz Chaim so much was pushing that Jews should learn kachim to connect to the esamikdish, to connect to Yerushalayim. You see the tzaddikim, those tzaddikim with the neshamas klali, there's the whole inyan, the Lubavitch Rebbe with the inyan of Gula, with Mashiach. Of course, how people interpret these things, how people take these things. You have bigger people and you have smaller people. Small people could take big things in a small way, you understand? It's the nature of a small person to take something very, very big and to make it something silly. So Lubavitch Rebbe was the biggest person on earth. He was talking about Gulen, about Malchus. He wasn't talking about writing Yichia, the name of Moreno, on your yarmulke like a baby. He's talking about, it's all about Mashiach, about Malchus, about Gula. Not little things on your yarmulke, and to have your baby stroller, a picture of him, and Yichia, the name of Moreno, about baby. That's not what the Rebbe was talking about. He's talking about big things. Big things. Small people could take the biggest thing to make it onto, put it onto a stroller where the baby sits. I saw this. Where the baby sits on the back, there's a picture of the Lubavitch Rebbe with the Chia the name Rebbe, where a baby with a dirty diaper sits down. Chia the name Rebbe. I saw this in Yerushalayim. Not this time, when I was there a few years ago. Chia the name on the baby stroller like this. Small people can make the biggest thing in the world. Rebbe was talking about Gula, he was talking about Mashiach, he was talking about Tikkun Vol Olamus. He was in such a place, and the whole world he was looking at. And if somebody puts onto a baby stroller, Yechiyad Nanim or anything. So Rachmanis. Teres Chutz La'aretz is small. And therefore, when the Tzaddik talks about big things, those big things themselves, and when they're put into the hands of small people, they become smaller than anything, become silly, become small. Hapratim hinam miskansim bekirbo bechlala. In Torah says, so all of the pratim, all of the details, all of the pieces gathered together, the chlala, gathered together. It's not just Hilchus Shabbos, it's Shabbos. It's not just the Tkiyas, the Truas, the Shorom, the Tkiyas. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Hamelach. Hamelach. Hamelach is the cloud. All of the Tkiyas that we're blowing that they bring to Hamelach. All of the tefillahs that they bring to Hamelach. Everything is Hamelach. Not the tekiyas, the shorim, the truas, the tekiyas by themselves are sounds, are voices, are pieces. But when it's Hamamlech, Malach, and Malay Hamelucha, when it's Malchus, then every tiny little truah is part of something big. It's a big thing. Every little sound of the shofar is big. It's tekab shofar gadol, the Chayyim is saying. If there's a shofar gadol, there's a shofar katan. Tekab shofar gadol. Every sound of the shofar is big. Every piece is big. But when a person is small, when a person's entire mahus is chutz laretz big. Again, you could be in Eretz Yisrael. You could be in chutz laretz and be in Eretz Yisrael dikiyid. I know people like that. And you could be living in Eretz Yisrael and you're chutz laretz dikiyid. It's not just where you live. Some of the biggest chutz laretz people are living in Eretz Yisrael. And some of the biggest Eretz Yisrael people, like I was mentioning before, the Baruch Rebbe, who never went to Eretz Yisrael. Never went once in his life to Eretz Yisrael. He was completely Eretz Yisrael, Dick. It's completely Eretz Yisrael. HaPratim Hina Miskansim V'Kirba B'Chlola. In Eretz Yisrael, in Teres Eretz Yisrael, all of the pratim, all of the pieces, all of the details gathered together, the chlola, to create that big cloud, that picture of the entirety. It's only like a 10-2, I have to go a little bit early. Hey, Miss Alam Bi'iluya. Miss Alam, and they, all of the Pratim ascend, rise, Bi'iluya. Also, this past week we were learning have the Torah of Hashem from Rav Matl, Hagdamis, the Torah of Hashem. All the Sram talk about Shabbos is the day of Aliyah Sahailamis. Anybody that learns the Sram knows that Shabbos, I mean, you see the words, what they mean, it's not easy. But Aliyah Sahailamis, those are the 6 days of the week, just without getting into any things that it's not for now. The 6 days of the week are Pratim, are details, are pieces. That's the 6 days of the week. Hashem and Esrei, Amincha, a ma'ariv, a good word, a taisus, a rashba, a bracha. That's the 6 days of the week. Shabbos, uvo kulam bevis yachad. Everything in Shabbos comes together. Nasi v'nishma amu ke'echad, and everything has an aliyah. Everything has an aliyah. All the pratim joined together, and everything goes up. To its makor, to its sharish in the higher islands. Everything returns to the cloud. Ein v'fad elamasha b'chla. Everything returns. Miss Alan b'Yiluya, Miss Atrim b'Atarta, and every prat is encrowned with the crown of the cloud. Every detail, each individual Jew, is wearing the crown of Am Yisrael. Not just my own personal crown, of my own personal accomplishments, of what I do for myself, even in Ruchnias. Teres Eretz Yisrael means that anything that I do for myself, is Am Yisrael, is Klal Yisrael. It's about everybody, it's about Am Yisrael. Misatrim ba'atarta, as we say in Kiddush Levana, Ateres teferes la'amusei vatan, a crown of glory, of splendor, for those who were carried in the womb. Shehem asidim l'schadish kamaisa. So it's good we're reading this on Rosh Chodesh. Shehem asidim l'schadish kamaisa, like the moon is renewed. So too, Am Yisrael is going to be Mischadish Kamaisa, that will be like the moon. That we're going to return to that light. That light of Bereishis. Of how the moon was before it was diminished. And how we were before we were diminished. What that means to be. How we were before we were diminished. What it was like before we diminished. Sometimes we could remember that. We get older to remember that. A lot of people stop and ask me now, how is it going in yeshiva? You like it in yeshiva? I love the shul and I love the yeshiva. It's true. But sometimes you feel the difference. Sometimes when you're talking to people of my age, our age, so a lot of times the feeling is that I could have, I should have, I would have. And I was once, there was once potential, there's one's possibility, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I've been diminished. I've become small. And when you talk to young people, when you're with young people, everything is about before Miyut HaLevana. You understand? Before the moon was made small. It's still a state of Shnei Ma'aris HaGedolim. Before becoming small and diminished. Because we get beaten up by life. We just get beaten up by life. And some of the idealism and the fire and the excitement and the anticipation, the hopes, that when we were young we had certain hopes and we were looking forward to certain things, and then over the course of the years it became diminished, became small, and we lose a lot of that idealism and that fire, and the eyes become dark. And it's sad. It's the saddest thing there is. That's the way of the prat. The way of the prat, when he's detached from the cloud, loses its life. But the moon that's renewed, the moon that's revived, the moon that is able to return to the light of creation. The moon that's able to return to the light of creation, to have once again that light of creation. When you see an older person that's young. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. And to praise the Creator, Al Shem Kared Malchusay. That's the crown of Eretz Yisrael. That's the crown of Teres Eretz Yisrael, of the club. Of the club. Am Yisrael. Excitement. Ischadshus. Gam oisa he'ilui shemen ha'prat la'aklal. This ilui, this ascent from the prat, from the state of the prat, of the individual, of the part, of the fragment, la'klal, the ascent to the klal, to the bigger klal. Gam oisa ilui shemen ha'prat la'aklal, al kol merchav ha'tayr, across the entire breadth of Torah, b'yichud al merchav ha'rayonis, especially when it comes, so expanding our way of thinking when it comes to Torah, meaning halacha and nigla. We've been talking about this a lot, even when learning nigla. Learning nigla in a broad-minded, expansive way, in the lamdish way, with lamdis, and all areas of Torah. I was in Eid Yichud by a Simcha recently with a very, very fine person who's a Rosh Chabur and a very big yeshiva, and he's a Talmud Chacham. And I asked him about, we were standing there by, you know, by the Chasson Kal outside. I was asking, so what are you learning in the Chabur? He said, learning Bava Basra. So I said, well, that's great. And how long you have this Chabur? So he said he's learning Bava Basra with this Chabur for the past 12 years. And it was different guys, but he's learning only Bava Basra. So I asked him, don't you have sometimes a cheshik to do something else? He says, I do. I've spoken about it to people, and he asked a shayla, and he was told that this is the mesechta, and he works with this mesechta with the guys. I said, which of course is beautiful. I said, look, what, you know, Sanhedrin and Shabbos, and it's a big Torah out there. It's a big, big Torah. There's a lot. It's a big Torah. And he was telling me, I know now that I asked, and Adam Godel, and Adam says that you should stick to the Yeshivish Masechta, this is the Masechta, whatever. And he was himself telling me that the guys, a lot of them are like losing their cheshik, and they tried to. I'm an Adam Katan, I'm not an Adam Godel, but it doesn't seem to be such a complicated formula. So take his mind and learn with them Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is a class of the Masechta. It's talking about what? Was Bava Basra, which is magnificent, But the Rabash is talking about Reuven and Shimon. Again, Nochamol, Reuven and Shimon. Everything is Reuven and Shimon. The kids grew up, every single thing was Reuven and Shimon, who don't like each other, who are fighting with each other. Every single thing is Reuven and Shimon. It's a big thing. I learned that also, and I love that, at Limud. But everything is Reuven and Shimon. When you open up the Sechus in heaven, right away in the first Mishnah, Bezen Shalayin Aleph, now we're talking about Klai Yisrael. We're talking about Klai Yisrael in Yonah. We're in Eretz Yisrael. Not two Jews having an argument in Miniola. We're in Eretz Yisrael. Mini. We're in Eretz Yisrael. I have nothing against Miniola. If somebody's from there, I learned over the years you got to be careful. You know, people get very upset about stuff like that. So when you come to Sanhedrin, when you learn Masechta Shabbos. So Shabbos is Protek Protem, of course, right? But what's the name of the parak of Lamed Tes Melachos? What's the name of that parak? Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol. It's Klal Gadol. The Blaze of the Mila. The Rishuyas. Shabbos is big. With a million Protem. Sanhedrin, big, with a million Protem. But the million Protem, even if one is not a Lamban, you can feel them gathering together in that Nishmas Am Yisrael, in the Neshama of the Ummah, of the nation of Am Yisrael. They gather together in the nation. I'm not saying not to learn those Masechtas. To learn Kol HaTorah Kula. What happened to the Indian of learning Kol HaTorah Kula? I said to this Talmud Chacham, he said that, I asked him, so, but you saw the letters from Rav Shach, Zechon Levracha, letters from Chaim Shmulevitz, Zechon Levracha, from the Chazanish, all of them, the same thing. Torah Matahela. Why aren't the guys learning Kol HaTorah Kula? Why aren't our boys learning all of Torah? Why are they only learning a few prakim of a few Masechtas? Why? I'm not talking about that the Sfaradim disagree, or the Chassidim disagree. I'm talking about the Chazanish, the stipler of Chaim Shmulevitz. I'm talking about Rav Shach, I'm talking about the Gedolim, the Tzaddikim from your world, are crying for years and years and years. In Lithuania, they learned hundreds and hundreds of blood. They were learning Kol HaTorah Kula. You can't catch Rav Moshe Feinstein on a Tosfos in Kodshim, or a Tosfos in Moed, or you can't catch him on one. And none of the Gedolim. They were Gedolim. They were big. And big means Kol HaTorah Kula. Doesn't mean one piece. Doesn't mean one Masechta. And it doesn't even mean only Gemara. It means also Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a chutzlar stick Indian. Like this. Of course, the chutzlar travels to Israel. And now everybody commutes. So that happens all the time. The streets of Yerushalayim, at least in the major places of thoroughfares in Yerushalayim, you walk in the old city of Yerushalayim, it's chutzlar, it's over there. I mean, the buildings are all Eretz Yisrael, are all Yerushalayim, but the oilam, the hergish, the feeling that you get is it's just chutzlar, it's in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Ben Achaim is what it's supposed to be and what it is. Besides the fact that there are thousands and thousands of goyim all over the place, which I understand helps the economy. I saw my wife showed me in the newspaper, it said that 53% or 58% of the tourism in SSL is non-Jewish. 23% is Jews. Okay, so you're dealing with much bigger numbers, obviously. From the whole world, the goyim are coming. L'chul b'na'ala. From the entire world. So if you look at that, then of course it's a very chashuv thing that 23% is Jewish. Afal pichein. So this is what it is, that if you walk around Yerushalayim and to hear German in Yerushalayim. No. Mm. the yichud al merchav harvayonis shel emuna v'yashamayim v'emes. So a broadness, the inyan of Klal Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, of Teres Eretz Yisrael is in halacha a broadness, in Gemara and Shas and Poskim a broadness, a lumdus, but big kol Torah kula. And then in Rayonis shel emuna, the great and deep ideas and thoughts of faith, emuna, v'yashamayim v'emes. Yerushalayim, Emuna, Yerushalayim. This is all it's supposed to be everywhere, but this is Teres Eretz Yisrael. Gam ze'atzma yuchidish nizga v'nala shel Teres Eretz Yisrael. This too is a chidish nizga v'nala, is a great exalted chidish of Teres Eretz Yisrael. Dalit. Loirak ha'agoda levada tuar me'or harayon haboishel teres eretz yisrael. Not only is agoda the non-halachic parts of the Gemara or of Torah, Medrash and so on, Zohar. Loirak ha'agoda levada tuar me'or is illuminated with the light of the clear thoughts and ideas of teres eretz yisrael. Not only the agoda, of course, especially the agoda. But it's not only the Agoda that is shining, that's illuminated with the light of the deeper thoughts and the broader, expansive thoughts of Eretz Yisrael. Kim gam ha'alocha. There's all the word learning. Kim gam ha'alocha. Ha'alocha yisoydes ha'sfaros. The yisoydes ha'sfaros. That's what we spoke about Shavuos 2 years ago, how Rav Kook wanted very, very much that there should be this whole thing of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. The Encyclopedia Talmud, which we have, Baruch Hashem, right up on top of it, the yellow swarm. Actually, a new one came out this week, Baruch Hashem. It's taking a while, but it's a lot of work. A new one came out this week. He was pushing. Why was he pushing so hard for that? Because it began. The idea of it began back then, and they're still being printed by Yad HaRav Herzog in Bayit HaGan. Why did he want that so badly? And he wanted to take all of the trotzim of Shas and Poskim and Encyclopedia Talmudis. That you could look at the Encyclopedia Talmudis, you could look where under Umdana in the first volume, it might be the second volume, you could look under Umdana, and whereas your entire life you saw the Inin of Umdana here above Metziah Chaf Gimel, and over there in Kedushin Lamites, and here and there, you saw Umdana. Umdana Sanhedrin here, Umdana there, but how does this all come together? So then you go to the Encyclopedia Talmudis and look under Umdana. Boom. The Sugi of Umdana. Everything put together. Everything arranged. Not that you shouldn't learn the Sugis. Of course you learn the Sugis. Ein b'fat el mashe b'chalav, ein b'chalav el mashe b'fat. You learn the Sugis. Learn Kol Torah Kula. But then you put it together. The Svaris are arranged, are organized. The Prat falls into the cloud. You see how this prat is part of the cloud. You see how this Indian fits into the whole picture of Torah. Not just some dangling participle of Yiddishkeit. You see how it fits into the whole Yiddishkeit. That's why he's pushing so much that there should be these swarms should come out. And he was so excited about these swarms. When Rav Amiel began putting out his swarm, Midas Lecheka Halacha, Rav Kook was so excited about it. Also, because Rav Amiel took all of learning, all of Shas, Bavli Yerushalmi, and he broke the whole thing down into Svaras, into basic Svaras. That every single opinion that's stated anywhere in Shas must fit into one of these ways of thinking, of reasoning, of logic. Must. Every Svara in Shas is taking together thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of pratim and saying, I'm giving you, Rav Amiel's giving examples, and all of these together, come together. This is the svara behind all of these gemaras. It's a svara. All of Shas is a number of svaras. Every opinion that's stated in Shas anywhere fits into one of these svaras. And it's true. And it's clear. And Rav Kook was on fire with what was happening before he died. What he saw was beginning to unfold before he died, Teres Eretz Yisrael. Torah Eretz Yisrael. This is what he was talking about. The fact that these projects, Halacha Brua that he was working on, the Gemaras, Rav Amiel, at that time, the entire Beit HaMidrash was just in its infancy. The idea was beginning. They just came out on it to sell the first volume. It's called Micropedia Talmudis. It's Encyclopedia Talmudis. Now it's called Micro. It's the same Machon, Yad Rav Herzog. So they're taking from the Encyclopedia Talmudis, which now, like, so a lot of the people are just, they find it like it's too much, and they're making it more readable, and they're making it into something which is more of a klal. In other words, they're refining the klalim into bigger klalim. That's what they're doing. Micropedia Talmudis, which is really taking the micro and making it into macro. That's what it is.
Kitzur?
It's like a kitzur of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. So it's more doable and more usable. When you're really doing serious research, you have to learn the Encyclopedia Talmudis. But if you want to get like an overview of an Inyan, you want to get an overview of an Inyan, Eivim Menachai. So you want to get an overview. Now, to look at Eivim Menachai, you can have many pages there. But if you want to get it more of a, like a three page, but you want to get a picture of the entire sugya, so then you look in this one. They just started this. But you see this. Anybody that's been buying Svarm lately, which I've been doing, anybody that's in the Indian of buying Svarm, if you're in the Indian of buying Svarm, you'll see a very interesting tofa'ah. You'll see that whereas it used to be, I'm not saying used to be in Velazhen, I'm saying when I was growing up, all the Svarm that came out on Shas, almost every Sefer that came out on Shas was on the Daf, right? Was on the Daf. In other words, it was the Chidushim on the Sechta Bava Basra, beginning from Beis and going, and it was on the Blat, on the Gemara, on the Rashi, Taisus, and Yisharim, and so on. 95% of the Svarm that are coming out now are not on the Blat. How are they now? Inyonim, Sugyas. On the Inyonim of the Masechta. On the Inyonim. Even the old Svarm that originally came out on the Blat, when they're being redone, they're being organized by Inyonim. Because we're getting close to the Mashiach. It's not working the other way. It's by the Inyan. Even if you take the same thing and you put titles on, you break it down into five parts. When you originally learned it, it was like a massive thing on the now it's an Inyan, and it has Ayis Aleph, Ayis Beis, Ayis Gimel, Ayis Dal. Everything is the avoida of making the prat into a cloud. What's the Inyan of a heading? That's what a heading does, right? A heading is you take something and you say, this is this. It was never like that when we learned. Even the way the Svarm are printed now. The Svarm are printed, they're printed in such a way that's klal, not prat. More klal, not prat. Used to be two columns, tiny Rashi writing. Even the way the Gemara's the Rashi's, now the Dibur Maschil is made in Hebrew, in regular black letter, regular letters, black, big, right? We spent half our lives when we were kids trying to find Rashi, no? trying to find it. That was spent all the years growing up. We spent most of the time. Then the Rebbe starts to yell at you, and you get nervous, and you can't even get to the Rashi. You don't even know where it is. Read, and you know you're not even there. Now everything is big. Klal. Those big letters.
30-second wide line. That was
right. No, yeah, the 30-second wide line, and then the still guys are, I don't know what it is. It's the one, the word at the beginning of the line next to the Maseres Hashas by the asterisk. No, I don't know what it is. You see, even the way it's being printed, it's not just a technology that makes it much easier. It's cloud. It's all about cloud. The Svarm now, they're coming up with little things on the side that says what that thing is about. And the Svarm, little things on the side. Right? That's how they're doing it now. It's all about coming back to the cloud. It's all Torah Eretz Yisrael. I have to leave a little bit early, so we'll continue. We'll start again with Dalet next week.